So this is Kartik, the first class, the glories of Radharani and her sweet seva, continuing from the Purushottam classes, discussing from Radharas Sudaniti. And today's verse is verse 87, which brings up, explains how the Manjaris, what they experience, what are their anubhavas. Because when we serve Krishna, we have some experience. As sadhakas, we're all serving Radha and Krishna in our various ways, chanting, remembering, dressing our deities, etc. And we're all getting some experience. But he's describing here, Prabodhananda Saraswati is identifying as a Manjari, although he's Tungavidya Sakhi. He also has a form as a Manjari, although the name is not known. But in 45 verses of Radharas Sudaniti, he enters deeply into Manjari Bhav, in the mode and form of a Manjari, and describes her experiences as Radharani's kinkari or maidservant. So therefore, Radharas Sudaniti, as a whole book, is very much valuable, specifically to cultivate the understanding of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, and of the Gopi Bhav, Sakhi Bhav, because many of the verses are from the angle of being a Sakhi or Krishna's conjugal partner, Nayaka, heroine, like Lalita, Vishakha, Radharani. But as I mentioned, these 40 verses are specifically, he appreciates what experience the Manjaris have, and then he becomes one. So in the commentaries of Prabhupada Nanda Gopal Goswami and Madhusudan Das Goswami, and also Srila Nantadas Panditji from Radhakund, they're all three are combined in the English, Hindi, and Bengali, Russian versions. So primarily we attribute the book as we have it to Srila Nantadas Pandit, his tikkas, his commentaries. But as it says in the very beginning of the book, it mentions that, I believe so. Maybe it says here, this English commentary is based on the Bengali commentary. So this is, of course, in English, which was translated into Russian. Maybe you have it in Russian, Radharas Sudaniti. It's also in Hindi and maybe other languages. But originally, of course, it's a Sanskrit work. The verses, there's 272 Sanskrit verses written 500 years ago by Prabodhananda Saraswati, an eternal associate of Gauranga and Radha and Krishna, Tungavidya. So initially, Madhusudan Das Adhikari, who is a married person, and another married person from Advaita Vamsacharya, Prabhupada Srila Ananda Gopal Goswami, these two, and then after reading those and his own realizations and input, was by Pandit Srimad Anantadas Ji Maharaj, who is, of course, the Mahanta Radhakund. And he included some nice songs at the end of some of the verses by a devotee who lived in 1950s or so, 1960s. He was a great Gaudiya Vaishnava, a married person. He was a professor and a very much a rustic devotee, good writer and poet and a songwriter. So he wrote Bengali poems to kind of capsulize the whole verse in Sanskrit, make it easy, like our Tulsidas. Maybe you've heard of Tulsidas' Ramayana. There's a famous Ramayana written thousands and, I don't know, whatever, millions of years ago by Valmiki. And Valmiki's Ramayana is in Sanskrit, which is difficult to understand. So 500 years ago, Tulsidas put it in Hindi. So then Haripad Srila put these same verses in Bengali so people could appreciate it. So this particular verse, it tells about the rewards one gets by serving Radharani. This, of course, is the experience of someone who's having sporti in his Manjari Srupa or Manjari Srupa Vesh, absorbed in his Manjari identity as a kinkari, maidservant of Radharani. Sripad is revealing the experience. What our aspiration is to be the gopi of Radharani, to be the kinkari of Radharani. So what do they experience? They serve. Everyone knows that they're made of service. I just came from a class at Jai Haridas Baba from 1 o'clock to 3. And he was talking about Madhyan Leela and the Suksari Samvad glorifying Radha and Krishna's guna and qualities. And he was explaining how the Manjaris are experiencing, but he said the primary focus, there's two things going on, I guess everywhere, even as sadhakas, but there's two things going on in the experience of Manjaris. One thing is, bliss is always going on, but there's two types of bliss. There's Sevananda, even this term you see in CC, that Nityananda Balaram, Lord Nityananda serving Gauranga, or Lord Balaram serving Krishna in the various rasas. He's experiencing so much unlimited bliss in that seva. It's described in Adi Leela chapter 5. It says Sevananda, koti 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 anand, millions and millions of times of bliss he experiences by serving Krishna and by serving Gauranga. So there's bliss in seva. In short, seva is bliss. Work is misery. We work so we can play. We play and we want to play and play. So what do they experience? So this is, they experience Sevananda. So they experience the bliss of Seva, and that's the primary thing. But then they experience other blisses, other happiness, which we'll hear more about. And they experience, for example, when in Madhyan Leela at Radhakund, and around after Jalkeli and after Radha and Krishna reclining in the kunjas, then the various parrots, that are female and male parrots that are trained by Radharani, trained by Vrindadevi to serve Radha Govinda Yugo. They're given their cue. It's their time to serve. Everyone has their time and place to do seva according to the indication and flow of the pastimes. So Vrindadevi sees that Radha and Krishna are relaxing, and the mood is that way, the atmosphere is that way, that it's the perfect time for Harikatha. There's a time for Harikatha. You don't like to hear Harikatha at 12 o'clock at night. You want to go to sleep. At certain times. So the same thing with Radha and Krishna in the Kunja. They want to hear Harikatha, especially Radharani. She loves to hear the glories of Krishna, like any devotee. We love to hear the glories of Krishna. But then the Manjaris, especially, they want to hear the glories of Radharani. And so does Krishna. So then after Radharani, understanding Radharani's desire and Krishna's desire, then they glorify Radharani so much, then they glorify Krishna. And he's explaining, which is in the commentaries on the Gaura Govinda Gutika of Siddha Krishna's Bhava, which he's giving class on. He's explaining that, it's rather funny to think about, but she trained some of these parrots, we know some of their names, Kalopti. Kalopti means ukti. Ukti means speech, and kala means artistic, like Kalakendra. Kalakendra means the arts, art school, I think so, Kalakendra. Music school, art school. So his name is Kalopti, which means artistic speech. So Kalopti is a baby parrot. So he's making a distinction. There's the baby parrots, there's small, choti, small parrots. And they're engaged in speaking these Sanskrit verses that glorify Radha and Krishna. So the Manjaris are all sitting there with the Sakis. Imagine when you're reading Govinda Lilamrita. And Radha and Krishna, so now what is the seva? The seva is Shravana, Harikatha. Everyone's listening. And of course the Manjaris, so now they're experiencing two types of bliss, Sevanand and Shravanananda. Shravanananda. Shravanananda means the bliss of hearing about Radha and Krishna. They're just sitting here. It's like a class, like a Bhagavatam, or like this class. You know, hopefully you'll experience some bliss hearing about Radha and Krishna. And a true bhakta always experiences that joy when he hears about Radha and Krishna. Machita matkata prana bhulyantas parasparam katayantas chamam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna tells in Gita, when you hear Harikatha, you feel ramanti and tushanti. Tushyanti means satisfaction. Ah, I feel good. It feels good to hear this guitar. And Ramanti means my mind feels very joyful, inspired, hopeful, enlivened, excited. This is bhakti. This is devotion. This is progress. This is our goal, Radha and Krishna Yoga. Nitya Seva in the Kunjas of Braj. So this is the experience. So the mandris are experiencing Sarupananda and Sevananda. But of the two, the Sakis and Radharani and Krishna, they're experiencing Koti Koti Anand. So much Shravanananda, hearing the glories of Radharani, her guna, her qualities and beauty being described, and Krishna's relishing. But with the mandris, there's two channels, because they never leave the channel of Sevananda. So for the mandris, kinkari, maidservants, that is always the primary thing, is what I'm really relishing the joy of the Sarikata, but what is my seva now? I have to watch, what is my seva? Oh, Radha and Krishna, their voices are getting choked up. Krishna's voice is getting choked up with sattvic bhavs because he's feeling so much ecstasy from hearing about Radharani. Maybe he's thirsty. So then the mantri hands Radharani, or hands Lalita or Vishakha some water, and she gives it to Radharani to give to Krishna or whatever. So he drinks the water. So the mandris are always considering, what is my seva from moment to moment? They don't just sit back and enjoy the bliss. Oh, let's enjoy the bliss. Because they never think that I'm an enjoyer. They're relishing automatically. So he's a very nice concept. So this particular verse, he's explaining what kind of happiness that the mandris experience in the context of the service. Labdwad. So basically, I've given this verse some titles, a title. In the book it says, Radha's Ambrosial Remnants. And a second title of this verse is, Sri Radha's Ambrosial Essence. The remnants of her food, Radharani's prasadi. So I rather, from what I saw, from what I understanding of it, is rewards. It's all about rewards. Rewards means experiences, means gifts, it means reciprocations with Radharani. When you get a reward, it's someone gives you the reward. The reward comes from the Supersoul. Supersoul, Krishna is within us, Guru is within us. There's one meditation on Guru. When we're chanting Guru Mantra or Guru Gayatri, we're meditating on Guru is Chaiturupaya, Chaiturup. And this is explained in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, that the Guru is external or he's internal, Chaiturup. So from within our heart we feel a reward. So here, I call this, there's four rewards in this verse. Labdwa dasyam tadati kripaya mohana swaditena sondarya shri parakamalayor lalane sapitaya shri radaya madura madura chista payushasaram bojam bojam navanavarasananda magna kadasyam bojam bojam navanavarasana nanda magna kadasyam. Sanskrit is something amazing and beyond my perception, but within my conception, and I wish I could experience it. So it's translation. Because the word is kada, when, kada, when will I be immersed? When will I? So he's praying as a sadhaka. This is a prayer of a sadhaka. We are sadhakas. These are our prayers. Many devotees memorize these verses from Radharas Sudaniti, Milakku Samanjali. When you're in sadhana bhakti and vaidhi sadhana, you memorize verses which are helpful to control your mind and senses and are helpful to give you conviction and strength and enthusiasm and clarity and understanding of the reality you're pursuing. So you study different verses which appeal to your mind and heart and level of advancement at that time. But the verses you memorized when you began Krishna consciousness or were attracted to or were meaningful or spoke a message to you may not be the same verses that you memorized 30 years later or that you're attracted to. It depends on your taste, your advancement, your experience of what fits with you. So these are in Rag Marag, Raganuga Bhakti, practicing Raganuga Bhakti. These type of prayers, they're full of seva, they're full of aspiration, they're full of bhava, and we want Gopi Bhava. It's called Gopi Bhava. Gopi Bhava Angikara. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya says, I come to encourage everyone to Angikara, to accept Gopi Bhava. Practice Raganuga Bhakti, Raghunuga Bhakti Prachara and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Accept Raghunuga Bhakti and practice it. Raghunuga Bhakti means two things. Develop the bhava of a gopi and aspire to serve like the gopis. This is Raghunuga Bhakti. Develop the bhava of the gopis, specifically the Kinkari Manjaris, the Nitya Sakis, who are also gopis, Nitya Gopis, Nitya Sakis, and cultivate their, meditate on their sevas, and meditate on all those different sevas, and cultivate that bhava. How do you get that bhava? How do you get gopi bhava? By associating with gopis that have bhava, gopi bhava. So by how do you associate? By reading their speeches, their verses, their prayers. So I asked one my Shiksha Gurus, I said, so we're supposed to develop, quote unquote, develop gopi bhava. So I said, what does that practically mean? What does it mean? How does that, because bhava is a feeling, an emotion, an experience, an outlook, and a feeling of tadatmya, or oneness with another person, another person's heart, mind, life, and attitudes. So, how does that happen? There's class number one, Gopi Bhav 101, Gopi Bhav 201, Gopi Bhav 301. He said, it happens by mercy, which is an answer given to many things in bhakti, because bhakti, of course, is not within the realm of tangibility. Bhakti is transcendental. Transcendental means it's not, you can't touch it, you can't measure it, you can't see it, but you can perceive it with your transcendental heart and mind and senses, which are unveiled and revealed by the practices of bhakti, bhajan, shravanam, kirtan, vishnu. We develop, every devotee develops spiritual senses, spiritual eyes to see, ears to hear, minds to understand, hearts to perceive and feel. This develops with bhakti. That's what bhakti is all about. It's a transcendental. He said, when you read these verses and prayers that are recommended by the acharyas and given to us, Stavavali, that's the primary book, which contains, of course, the Lakrisa Manjali, Radharasura Nidhi. Not many books. And then there's these, especially these, because these are written by gopis, they're written by devotees absorbed in gopi bhava, so all their words, all their outlooks and feelings are full of gopi bhava, and they're full of seva. So you want to get gopi bhava, you read these books, you study these books, you hear these books, you reflect on these books, and you pray. You pray for the kripa, the mercy of Prabodhananda Saraswati and Raghunath Das Goswami and Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, and the gurus and the acharyas and the commentators and your own Diksha Gurus, Shiksha Gurus, and Vrindavan and so many personalities. Please bless me. Even the most advanced Raghunuga sadhakas that have taken Siddha Pranali, they may be in Babaji Vesh, very advanced, But they chant a mantra, they meditate on a mantra, which contains this conception, this goal, gopi bhava, within it. So that is the aspiration of all Raghunuga Bhaktis, whether you're married or unmarried, or brahmachari, or sannyas, or babaji, or whatever you are, whoever you are, that bhava. So the commentaries, whenever you see Krishna and the gopis engaged in leelas, obviously, all of these type of pastimes are very favorable to provide different aspects and understandings of that bhava of the gopis. That's why we have these Gitas of the Bhagavatam. It's easy if you're wondering what to study, because we talk about bhakti by rules and regulations. So first you read Bhagavad Gita, then you go through the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, nectar instruction. There's a system, there's a rule. So there's rules and regulations. The four two principles are there for Vaidhi Sadhakas and Raghunuga Sadhakas. But everything is by rule. Okay, there's this class and that class, and we learn this part and that part. But when it comes to rag, it's based on your taste, on your attraction. So once your attraction is defined, it's Gopi Bhav and the Seva and the Gopis and Madhurya, the aspiration to become a Kinkari or a Manjari. Then, what do I read? Well, you'll have a natural ruchi for certain things, and if not, the gurus will guide you, read these things. Now, this you go this way. That's what rag means. These things maybe you study less, and you study these. You still study Bhagavatam, you still study Bhagavad Gita, but you emphasize these books more. Either your natural relish or attraction will go that way without anybody, because that's the whole meaning of rag. You have an attachment. You want to read. Don't read this at you go. You'll run that way. This is, rag means attraction, greed, loba. You have natural attraction and greed for these things, these spiritual topics, these spiritual meditations. So the translation, when will I ever be immersed in ever new ecstasy by Radharani's mercy? I will attain Radhika's seva. I will massage Radhika's beautiful lotus feet when she's sleeping. And I will relish Mohan, means Krishna's. I will relish Krishna's sweetness. When will I be absorbed? Rasananda Magana. Magana means submerged, drowning. Magna. When will I be absorbed in tasting, relishing, enjoying, spiritually enjoying the ever new blissful rasa? Navanava rasanand. Navanava, we say Krishna's Nava Yovanam, eternally youthful. So Nava means youthful. Navanava, newer and newer rasa, newer and newer flavors, newer and newer happinesses and joys. When will I relish ever new blissful rasa? How will I taste that ras? How will I experience that ras? In this particular verse, I'm going to experience that ras by eating and eating. Bojam, bojam. Boj means to eat. Like you say, oh, you bogi. You're supposed to be a yogi. Yogi, bogi, rogi, or yogi. Bogi eats too much, he becomes sick, rogi. But if he controls his senses, he's not a bogi and he's not a rogi. He's a yogi. So we want to be bhakti yogis. So then, but here, when you're a manjari and you're srupavesh, meditating on lila, astakali lila pravesh, you enter the lila and you're nitya seva, and you're with your guru sakhi and guru sangha, sakhi sangha, then you enjoy. Bojam, bojam, navanava rasavandam bhagana. Kadasyam, when will I really enjoy? Like we think we're enjoying here material life, and we give up material life, and we have some, the bliss. No doubt, kirtan is bliss. There's no doubt that everyone has experience. That's why it says, sankirtan is 100 times more blissful than chanting japa. That's a fact. You can't argue that. But japa is a separate practice. The silent meditative chanting of the holy name and meditating Namrup Guna Lila in solitude with total quiet next to Tulsi, Guru, Lila Stali. That's a practice, Sankhya. Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Napivi. That's every day. Japa, Sankhya. 16 rounds, 32, 64. That's that. So that's quiet, that's manasik, that's umbamshu. If you're really absorbed, it automatically becomes silent, manasik. But then another thing is loud chanting. Loud chanting, uchai, that's kirtan. There's japa and kirtan. Two types of japa and one type of kirtan. Kirtan is loud. And it's 100 times more blissful than japa. Isn't it? Chant japa, you fall asleep. But you don't fall asleep. It's universal. It's in the shastra. Haridas Thakur said kirtan is 100 times. It doesn't mean loud chanting of japa. This is the wrong understanding. He's talking about kirtan. Sometimes Haridas Thakur was doing uchaisik japa. This is in Advaita Prakash. He's telling, this is the only place you'll find anywhere in Advaita Prakash describing the three types of chanting. Although people mention about it, but you won't find it described anywhere in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. 64 rounds manasik silent japa. 64 rounds upamshu, whispering. So silently the person sitting next to you, if there is one, which there shouldn't be one, unless it's your guru, or some rustic Vaishnava or Vaishnavi that you want to chant with, and you choose to chant, otherwise chant alone, then they can't hear you. That's your whispering. Something. They can't hear you. Like this. That's upamshu. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Ram, 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 Ram. That's kirtan. That is kirtan. You can clap your hands, play mridanga, play whatever that thing is from Africa, dungri or whatever. Play kartels, drums, guitars, everything kirtan, or nothing. Just walk down the street and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, you know, like that. That's kirtan. Like this. So this is the experience. Bhojan, he says it. Then another translation, he's saying, having achieved Radharani's service by Radharani's intense causeless mercy. It's really interesting how one god brother and one devotee are translating in so different ways. Labdwa dasyam, he's saying, the intense causeless mercy, the ati kripa. Ati means intense. Labdvam dasyam, I've attained Radha's seva. How have I attained it? Only by her mercy. Then he says, the betel nuts, first tasted by Mohan, fondling Radha's lotus feet, such majestic divine beauty. Then he's saying, Sondarya Shri Parakamalyor, seeing off the drowsing Sri Radha to sleep, sweeter than sweet, her food remnants, the essential extract of ambrosia, chewing and chewing, newer and newer exciting eddies of beatitude and bliss. When will I ever become so intensely engrossed, enthralled, in ecstatic rapture? I was discussing this translations with the person who translated this one directly. This is translated by Sri Advaita Das, and it's all the books of Ananta Das are translated by Sri Advaita Das Ji. And I said, what do you think of Dasara Sutta's translations? He said, they're very good, but he's so flowery, and it's so flowery, you know, flowers, so many flowers and alankars and embellishments, and he's a real poet himself, and very charismatic person, it's so flowery that as Prabodhananda Saraswati wrote such flowery, wonderful, amazing Sanskrit, he is a Prabodhananda Saraswati in the language of English. So he was glorified. He said, yes, I think he's like Prabodhananda Saraswati, the ever new, the Nava Nava Rasa, this language so intently engrossed and enthralled in ecstatic rapture. And all it is, the word is Rasananda, the bliss of Ras. This translation says, when will I be absorbed in relishing blissful Ras? When will I be absorbed in relishing blissful Ras? Okay? Rasananda, Magana. Magana, absorbed, drowning in. Ananda, bliss, Ras. That's straightforward. But this is, when will I become so intently engrossed, enthralled in ecstatic rapture? Because it is a fact that most of the educated, scholarly type of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, when they translate the word rasa, is a very enigmatic word, very puzzling and difficult word to translate. Flavor, taste, Prabhupada translated as mellow. Devotional mellows, the mellows of devotion. So everyone is struggling how to translate this word rasa into English. English doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Then from English it goes to Russian. So what happens then, God knows. Already it's completely lost in English. Then it gets 100 times lost from Sanskrit to English. Then English to Russian 200 times. And then English, it goes English to Hindi also. That's even more interesting. Anyway, what to do? So now, this is the first point we see here, is labdha dasyam. So I'm talking about rewards. So the first reward is the reward of achieving or attaining Radharani's service. That's an amazing thing. So that happens in different ways. Here, Sripad's talking directly, having sakshat seva in his siddha sarup as a manjari. Sripad means Prabodhananda Saraswati. He's referred to as such in the Tikas, Sripad, briefly. Prabhananda Saraswati. So he's going to say that, Eureka, oh, what joy, what fortune I have. I've attained Labdva, Labdva Dasyam, Tadati Kripaya. I've attained the service of Radharani. Every Vaishnava, entire India and around the world, they've all attained the service of Krishna. They're Ram Bhaktas, they're Vishnu Bhaktas, they're Krishna Bhaktas. They're all serving. Labdva Krishna Dasyam. By mercy, by some causeless mercy, they've attained. But who's attained the mercy, the seva of Radharani, Radha Dasyam? Only those that are in Gaudiya line. Not the Nimbarkis, not the Ramanandis, not the Madhvas, not the Ram Bhaktas, the Sri Vaishnavas, no one. So, to even serve Krishna, it's a fortune, it's mercy. We get that mercy when we get Guru. Guru gives us the opportunity to serve Krishna. This is, Guru appears as Super Soul Krishna. Guru appears as Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, and gives us the opportunity to serve Krishna. Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed of service. The seed of love means loving service. Seed of bhakti means a seed of loving service. So this comes from Guru, from Krishna. And we begin, so this is a great fortune. And this here he's saying, oh, this is special, this isn't just Kripa. Oh, I have got Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. By the mercy of Guru, only by the mercy of Guru I met my Guru, my Sadguru. By my mercy of Guru I met Guru, and by the mercy of Krishna I met Guru. I've taken Diksha, now I'm serving Krishna. This is my mercy. But then if we get Ati Kripa, Ati means excessive, extra, special Kripa, then we get the service of Radharani, Radhadasya. There are, right now, you're sitting in a movement, Gaudiya Vaishnava movement. We're all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. There's thousands and thousands of them. But how many of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas have any conception of Radhadasya? The service of Radharani. And that is what is being taught. Every single Goswami, every single Narottam, Vishwanath, Baladev Vidyabhushan, the six Goswamis, all the Acharyas, all the Gaudiya Acharyas, practically every single one of them is a Mandri Gopi in Radhadasya. That is their bhav, that is their mood. They're all dasis of Radharani. They're writing about it and they're practicing it. And this is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But do we see left and right, you look around in the country you came from and around the world. It's very, very rare. So what, even you're in a movement, the only Vaishnav movement in the entire world, the only Vaishnav movement that teaches Radhadasyam is the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, no other Sampradaya. So this is the speciality of Gaudiya Vaishnava, it's Radhadasyam. And Mandri Bhav and Madhurya Mai Vasanam, Madhurya Mai Bhakti in Vrindavan. But even you look around, you go to this temple or that temple, you know yourself because you're that, you know, that Ati Kripaya. So this is the first level of getting extra special mercy that we're sitting here hearing about Radharani. No matter you had this guru or that guru or whatever guru, however, wherever you went, how many gurus? We all have only one guru, Krishna. Everyone has one guru eternally, Krishna in the heart. And Krishna will come outside the heart and manifest in different forms according to the qualification you have. Krishna will come as this form of guru and that form of guru and this form of guru, that all different forms of guru. Every form of guru is one. Guru is one. Guru is Krishna. Coming this form, taking you here, and next guru taking there, and there, and there, and there. Krishna is taking us from the beginning, we turn our face towards Krishna. From time immemorial, from beginningless time, we're in the material world, we're Krishna Bahir Mukh. Anadi, Anadi, Anadi Bahir Mukh. No beginning, we're always looking, Bahir means outside, our face is looking away from Krishna. Guru goes, and you know, he turns her head and gives it a good crack also, so it doesn't go back. Because somebody cracks your neck sometimes, he does it wrong, it doesn't move again. He cracks your neck, oh, I can't move. You know, these guys that crack necks. And so Krishna turns, Guru turns, now you're Krishna Mukata. You're Krishna Mukata. You're looking towards Krishna. And once you look towards Krishna, and he looks at you at Prem Vilochan, with his eyes full of Prem, you are finished. It's over. Material life is over. It's just a matter of time till you drop everything material. It's over. Oh, I have this desire. Don't worry about it. You won't have it for long. I have so many desires. But one by one, they'll go through. And the analogy that Acharyas give is like when you're making a petal garland. When you're making, you know, petal garland, flower petals? You know? You take a needle, you know, pointed thing, needle, and take some thread. And you go like this, through all these petals. Maybe 100 petals. And the needle is passing, okay? And in no time, you go through 100 petals, 200 petals, you know, so many petals, right? Very fast. It's clear, you can see. Needle's going through. The needle is bhakti bhajan. The thread is your connection to Krishna. That thread. And all those little petals are your karma, your karmic reactions. The needle's just going through that fast. So all your karmic desires are just being, you're just piercing them all and destroying them. It's told in Bhakti and Brahma Samhita, Karamani Nirahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajan. Karamari Nirahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajan. I Bhakti Bhajan. Then karma nirdahati, nirdahati, your karma is khatam, hogya, finished, chopped, annihilated, killed. Karamani nirdahati, by bhajan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, puja, chanting, whatever you're doing, everyone's doing something, and it's going on, you're hearing, just hearing, it's going, the needle's going, dum, 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 dum. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want you. So we want husband, we want wife, we want this, so many things. Okay, we're real, we're honest. Honesty, no honesty, there's no progress. But do bhakti. Just keep pushing the needle through. Now one day you'll come out and you'll have a garland. It's, wow, Vajyanti Mala. And in my sarup. And there's Radha. And you put it on Radharani's neck. Krishna's prasadi garland. That you strung and gave to your Guru Sakhi and gave it to Vishakha, and Vishakha gave it to Krishna. Gave it to Lita, and Lita gave it to Krishna. Then Krishna wore it and gave it back. Then your Manjari gave it to you. And you say, oh, what can I do with this? Radharani should smell this. Because no one smells it. It's just come. So that's the first, I call this the first reward. This is the reward that happens even as a sadhaka. What does speak of the reward he's talking about? Massaging Radharani's feet, taking her remnants at Krishna, that's another reward. This is a reward, it's a blessing. You've been sincere about bhakti bhajan. You've done vaidhi bhakti 10 lifetimes before. So now you come to Radhakund, you meet your guru, you take initiation. Or wherever you go into Raghunuga bhakti. By your own ruchi and appetite, desire. Guru, I told you, Guru is here, guiding. Paramatma. Paramatma may take you faster. He's right with you. He knows what you want, what you need. He leads you. You have Guru. And that's why it says sometimes the Guru, the disciple goes beyond the Guru. Because the Guru may be teaching this level, at a certain level. He's teaching this much. Then the disciple wants to go further. He's going further. And Guru says, yeah, go. So now it seems like who knows how far, you can never know how far the Guru is. You can never measure and understand who the Guru is. But you think, oh, he's only teaching this, and he's teaching ABC, I want to go XYZ. So he says, you go XYZ. Because Krishna's pushing you that way. And then the Guru will say, yes, you go, because they're one. The Guru's not going to, when your appetite and your desire is clear and true, then you'll run with it. Super soul will push you. And your Diksha, Shiksha Gurus will push you. Yes, go. Learn. Expand. Grow. grow my child. The child goes to school, and the father doesn't say, oh, no, I don't want you to go. You went to primary school, now you don't go to secondary school. It's good. You stay. You look so cute. Don't grow up. You're so cute. Now you're 9 and 10. It's nice. No trouble now. You grow up, then it's, you know, trouble for me. You know. So now, okay, oh, but I grow up. Okay, you grow. No, they want to grow. Krishna, seed wants to grow. Seed wants to grow into plant. Plant wants to make leaves. Leaves wants to grow. Stems. Stems want to make flowers. Flowers want to make fruits. This is lata. This is growth. So bhakti is a growth. It's a lata. It's the analogy given in Madhya Lila by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that the devotee is like a gardener. He gets the seeds from Guru and Krishna, the bhakti lata bijam. And he cultivates them. And he sees they want to grow. So bhakti is a growing thing, it's a living thing, it's dynamic. It doesn't get suffocated, it doesn't get annihilated. You don't step on it. Let it grow, let it flow, let it move. So this is the first reward at the time. So this is the time of perfection. A sadhaka attains Radharani's service, ati kripya, intense, a lot, causeless grace and mercy of Radha, kadasyam. When will I get this? So if somehow, if we've attained, as sadhakas, we've attained the idea of meditating on Radharani's service, as given with the lead and direction of the Acharya's books, as I mentioned, and the blessings of our gurus, Shiksha and Diksha gurus on our head, Krishna within and Guru above, Krishna's Guru's feet on our head and Krishna's kripa in our heart, we're going forward, and we're meditating on Krishna's leelas, Radha Krishna's Astakali leelas, and we're serving there, we're meditating there, and our antas chinta deha, antas, internal, chinta, thought, deha, the body that we think within our mind. I want to have this beautiful gopi body. Vrindavan Mahimamrita gives many, many verses you can see. And Sataka 6 and Sataka 8. Sataka means chapter. There's 17 chapters. It's all in English and German, Russian, India, whatever you can read. And these satakas, and it tells so many beautiful meditations for the generic manjari to think about. Generic means anybody. There's no specific name. A manjari, you know, a kinkri of Radharani, she's like this and like that, and she has clothes like this. So it gives you the basic picture just for the mindset, for the visualization. If you want the externals, or what, let's say some kind of a persona or form of the manjari, and jewelry and dress and feelings and look. But the main thing is seva and bhav. The rupam will come automatically. If there's bhav, if you have love for someone, deep love, and they have deep love for you, that bhav is everything. Bodies will come together later. But if there's no bhav, bodies will never come together. If you have bhav for someone, but they don't have bhav for you, then probably won't be too much sambandha. Relationship. Sambandha means relationship. But if you have bhav to serve Radharani and seva, and you need a body, then that will be given. The arrangement will be made. The arrangement will be made. By ati kripaya, by causeless mercy. When the intensity of desire is great, then the arrangement is made. We can say, I want, but when you become intense, that's loha. Intense, and sincere, then all arrangements are made. So this is the first thing. He's saying that, oh, when will I have it. I've achieved Radharani's eternal service. I'm in the Nitya Leela. And it's all happened by Radharani's mercy. Radharani's mercy will fructify before us as her personal maidservant. Radharani's maidservant, her kinkri, will come before us as guru in this life or next life and take us by the hand and teach us and initiate us into this path of Raghunuga Bhajan, Manjari Srup practice, let's say, Bhajan. So this is the first thing. Labdwa Dasyam Tadati Kripaya. So now I'm engaged in Radharani's service. So now comes the second reward. What happens when I serve, as I already mentioned. So as I'm serving, Labdwa Dasyam Tadati Atikripaya Mohana Swaditena. Then, whenever we receive the excessive mercy of Srimati Radharani, and we finally attain Radharani's eternal service, the sadhaka, what will that experience be? Because we want to know what is it like to be an advanced devotee? I mean, I'm just beginning to practice. Have you ever met an advanced devotee? How does an advanced devotee feel? How does he see? Because I've been chanting for 10 years. I've been chanting for 15 years. I don't see anything. I don't feel anything. I feel tired. I feel hungry. I feel bored. I want to do something. I feel like I want to go traveling. It's not happening here. Whatever we may feel. Labdwa dasyam. Labdwa dasyam. Ati, he says, Ati kripaya. Special, excessive mercies fall on my head. And I realize I'm Radha's dasi. Ami Radha Palya Dasi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a song. Ami Radhikara Palya Dasi. I am a maidservant of Radharani. Oh, how fortunate I am. If you're a Gaudiya and you realize this and you want to attain this, you are very, very fortunate. Whatever degree, you have any idea, you're very fortunate. So he's saying whenever I receive the excessive mercy of Radharani, I've attained her service, the sadhaka will relish newer bliss at every moment. Sripad prays in line 4. O Swamini Radha, when will I attain your service and when will I submerge in ecstatic rapture? Nava Nava Rasananda Magna Kadasyam. He's saying when? So now devotees are in Rag Marg. They're sadhakas, Raghunuga sadhakas, and they're practicing in their meditation. They're chanting and they're meditating on Radharani and the Krishna's Leelas. They're meditating on serving Radharani and all these services, like we'll mention one here. And then they're meditating, and that's their sadhana. That's their Raghunuga sadhana, and they do every day, for so many hours a day. This particular Leela at this time and that Leela at that time. But are they experiencing Rasananda Magana? Rasananda Magana, he's saying, Nava Nava Ras, Nava Nava, newer and newer, moment to moment, flavors and nuances of joy and bliss in every moment of my meditation in Radharani Seva. Rasananda Magana Kadasyam. He's saying, Kada, when? He's praying, this verse is for sadhakas to pray. When will that happen? When will I sit in meditation? Oh, this is amazing. I'm seeing like this. I'm fanning and I'm seeing Radharani's like this and like that. And seeing some spurti, because spurti means a vision of the Leela, which comes. When does that come? Comes at the level of bhava. Bhava, that's a very high level. But such an experience is there. So the hankering for that itself. Hankering is called this samutkanta. Samutkanta, there's 9 symptoms of bhava bhakti. One is samutkanta, intense hankering and yearning. Samutkanta. Utkanta. Eagerness, hankering. And sam means complete. That's when you're at bhava, you're completely eager. When will I see Krishna? When? I'm dying. I must see Radharani. When will I see? I can't live without seeing them. So now come down a whole long way from bhava bhakti. Come down to where we are. Where are we? Anartha nivritti. And maybe nishta, ruchi. I don't know. I can't measure. You know. But just let's assume we're not at the level of bhava. I think we can all agree to that. After that, we don't know. We don't know. So now, we can ask, are we relishing Navanava Rasananda Magna? Magna submerged underneath Ras, blissful experience, blissful mellows and taste and divine rapture and divine ecstasy. Well, maybe not. And then moment to moment. But do you want that? No, I don't even want it. I'm not even thinking about it. No, he's saying, when? So that now Samutkanta, that's the sum and substance, one of the 9 lakshanas, navalakshanas, 9 symptoms of bhava bhakti is samutkanta. Now it comes down, that's the pure form at the level of bhava. complete unlimited hankering till you're about to die without having darshan. You read the prayers of Raghunath. Oh, Radharani, if you don't show yourself to me, I'm going to die, commit suicide. I can't live another minute without seeing you. Tadeva smi, na jivami tvaya vina, itipigaya devi chvam, na imam charanti. Oh, Devi, oh, Radhika Devi. I can't live, you're mine. I can't live without you. But who can pray like, only someone like Raghunath Das can pray like that. His prayer is there, that's at the end of his vilap. At the end of Vilap Kusumanjali, verse 102, when he's about to die and give up his body in lamentation and vilap. I can't take it anymore. That's him, not us. So that's his Samutkanta, the level of Prem and Bhav. Now what's our level of Samutkanta? Something. We don't have full hankering, or a deep hankering, deep yearning, but there must be something. And these prayers will help develop that and nourish that and make that hankering Utkanta grow. That's why everywhere you find a Narada Das Prarthana and in all the so many and in writings of Vishnu Chakravarti and Rupa Goswami, everywhere, Kada, so many prayers, Kada, when. That's to nourish this Samutkanta. Samutkanta. Because Bhav is developed in blossoming bhakti. And it's developed in blossom. But what's there in Bhava? What are the symptoms of Bhava? Namruchi, Samutkanta, Ashabanda. There's three. And not wasting time. Avyakta Kalatvam. The symptoms of Bhava. There's nine symptoms of Bhava. All those symptoms of Bhava. No! That's. Now take those down to the level of wherever we are. When we give it a name. Whatever level we're on. Is there Namruchi? At the level of Bhav, it says Nam Gane Sadaruchi. Nam Gane Sadaruchi. This is Bhav. Nam Gane. Gane means singing. Gita Gan, no? Sing. Sadaruchi. Sada means all the time I have taste for chanting Krishna's name. Can you say that? 24 hours a day, I have taste. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. N. O. No. But do you have Ruchi? Do you have Ruchi for name? Holy name? Go like this. She's going half yes, half no. Yes, no. Basically, we have Ruchi, or we wouldn't be here. Something. So we have Ashabanda. This is a symptom of Bhava. Oh, yeah, I'm not a Bhava. I don't know Ashabanda. Do I have Ashabanda? Ashabanda means hope. Hope. I am practicing. I'm doing my best to serve my guru. I'm trying my best to follow, do bhakti bhajan. I have hope. I have confidence. Ashabanda. Banda means I'm bound by. Banda means I'm bound. I'm in a straitjacket. I'm bound. Banda. I'm bound. I'm tied. I'm bound, banda. Banda is like the same as English, bound. Bound, bund. Ashabanda. I am bound, I am tied by the ropes of hope. You know ropes? You know rope? Damodar? Namamishvaram? So, I am bound, ashabanda means I'm bound by hope. What is my hope? I am convinced and I have hope that if I do my bhakti bhajan, that I will attain love for Krishna. So therefore, I keep on going by hope. Prabhupada translated it in Nectar Devotion as hope against hope. Ashabanda. That's a symptom of a Bhava Bhakta who's practically perfect. Bhava Bhakta, in a few minutes, a few moments, a few months, it's prema. He's already there. He's liberated. It's not even sadhana. When you're at the level of bhava, it's not sadhana anymore. It's relish. You're relishing. Ras. Bhakti ras. Bhava. Prema. It's all happening there at bhava. So he's thinking this. He's bound by so much hope. I'm doing this bhajan. I'm experiencing bhavas. I know that I'll enter the lila. I have hope. Radharani will take me. She'll accept me in her entourage. And my Yutetri will accept me. And my Guru Sakhi will accept me. And I'll go there. And I'll serve them. I am bound by this vision, this hope, this hankering. It's my everything. So... We'll continue there tomorrow. Ashabandha. So even on our level, there must be some ashabandha. We have hope, but we don't have the ash. So if you open Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or you look anywhere, 9 symptoms of bhava. Because we should think, what are the symptoms of someone who has bhava? Because I want bhava and prema. That's the goal, prema. So, I have hope, and I chant the holy name, and so then you see, and I try to use every, you see that all the 9 symptoms of the bhava bhakta are there in the sadhaka, at the level of anartha nivritti, in baby form, choti form. So now increase, more hankering, more hope, more nam karo, like this. And humility is one of the symptoms, and tolerance, humility. Of course, there's a great happiness one experiences there also. But that you can't imitate that. Oh, I'm happy. You can't fake the happiness. We're not experiencing that much happiness here. It's sukh, seva sukh, seva sukh, seva nand. It's there. But that's one of the things he experiences, intense bliss there. Sandra Nanda Visheshatma. These are one of the symptoms of bhava. Sandra Nanda. Sandra Nanda Visheshatma. Concentrated joy at every moment. That one's cross that one out. But the other ones are there. So we'll continue with this verse 87 tomorrow. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prabhadananda Saraswati Pada ki jai, Shri Kartik Devi Radharani ki jai, Shyama Kunrada Kundi Govardhana ki jai.